Good morning. It's Friday, July 31st. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Several employees at Orangeburg-Calhoun Regional Detention Center have tested positive for COVID-19. The state newspaper is reporting 10 of the 45 staffers are in quarantine. 7 of those are jail officers. The other 3 are caring for family members with the virus. Administrator Harold Young says that so far, no inmates have tested positive for the virus. Over 12,000 people in the state filed for unemployment claims for the first time during the week that ended on July 25th. That's the lowest weekly rate since the pandemic began 19 weeks ago. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
Of the almost 700,000 South Carolina workers who've made claims during the pandemic, the U.S. Labor Department says that about 200,000 of them are still receiving unemployment insurance. The amount of those benefits will drop considerably after this week as the $600 weekly federal supplement ends, and Congress has yet to agree on any future supplements to go with the weekly state benefits. State Employment Director Dan Elzey said in a statement that he's strongly encouraged with the downward trend in first-time claims as the state's economy rebounds. However, the U.S. Commerce Department reported yesterday that the national job market has been severely damaged by the pandemic and that only about a third of the jobs lost in the country have been recovered. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
South Carolina Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman has approved another 25 school district reopening plans that were submitted to the South Carolina Department of Education. The approved plans are in addition to the 6 approved by Spearman on the 27th. The agency says additional school district approvals they're currently reviewing will be announced in the coming days. Isaias strengthened into a hurricane early this morning as it moves through the southeastern Bahamas. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center has Isaias as a Category 1 hurricane with top sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says additional strengthening is likely as the hurricane approaches the coastline from Florida to the Carolinas this weekend.
It isn't clear whether the center of Isaias will move directly over the Atlantic coast, but it looks like it will come plenty close enough to bring effects as soon as Saturday with some rain bands in southeast Florida and rough seas. The hurricane is forecast to move parallel to the Florida Atlantic coast and toward the Carolinas later Sunday into Monday.
Hawthorne says the Atlantic coast of South Florida may begin to see tropical storm force winds on Saturday, spreading northward along the remainder of the Florida coast on Sunday if Isaias comes close enough. The latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center has tropical storm force winds reaching the Georgia and South Carolina coast Sunday night into Monday. The latest round of funding through the Federal CARES Act is putting more than $14 million into small businesses and operations in the state. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has a look at how some of that money will be used in the upstate and PD.
The money is available through the Revolving Loan Fund from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Its main goal is to allow small businesses in South Carolina to float operating and payroll expenses that have taken a hit from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the $14.3 million goes to the Catawba Regional Council of Governments. Though based in Rock Hill, the CRCG includes municipalities as far south as Aiken and as far east as Marlboro and Dillon counties. The CRCG will get $9 million to provide low-interest loans to small businesses and entrepreneurs in its domain. Elsewhere in CARES funding, Chesterfield County school officials say they will use part of the district's $2.3 million in CARES funding to bring high-speed internet to about 700 students this fall. About 2,000 students are expected to learn remotely in a county with little high-speed connectivity. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
For the first time since 1909, there will be no Carolina-Clemson football game this fall. The SEC made the announcement yesterday as they rolled out the season's football schedule. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said the decision for the strict 10-game season against only conference teams is consistent with health and safety goals of universities during the pandemic. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio. org.